Sunday. Nick. Second floor. Morning. I enter the building's stairwell. I've been running for hours. I have no idea how long, actually, or how far I went. Miles, probably. Normally I'd have the exact stats, would be checking my Garmin obsessively, uploading it all to Strava the second I'd got back. This morning I can't even be bothered to look. Just needed to clear my head. I only stopped because the agony in my calf began to cut through everything else. Though for a while I almost enjoyed running through the pain. An old injury. I pushed a Silicon Valley quack to prescribe me oxycodone for it, which also helped dull the sting when my investments started to go bad. On the first floor, I hesitate outside the apartment. I knock on the door once, twice, three times. Listen for the sound of footsteps inside while I take in the scuffed doorframe, the stink of stale cigarette smoke. I linger perhaps a couple of minutes, but there's no answer. He's probably passed out in there in a drunken stupor. Or maybe he's avoiding me. I wouldn't be surprised. I have something I want, need, to say to the guy. But I suppose it'll have to wait. Then I close the door, start climbing the stairs, my eyes stinging. I lift the hem of my sweat-soaked t-shirt to rub at them, then carry on up. I'm just passing by the third-floor apartment, when the door is flung open and there she stands. Jess. Hi, I say, pushing a hand through my hair. Oh, she says, looking confused. It looked like you were going upstairs. No, I say. No, actually, I was coming to see how you were. I meant to say sorry for running off yesterday. When we were talking. Did you have any luck tracking Ben down? I look at her closely. Her face is pale. No longer the sly little fox she seemed yesterday. Now she's a rabbit in the headlamps. Jess? I say. Are you all right? She opens her mouth, but for a moment no sound comes out. I get the impression she's fighting some sort of internal battle. Finally, she blurts, someone was in here very early this morning. Someone else must have a key to this apartment.
A key?
Yeah, they came in and crept around.
Less rabbit in the headlamps now. That tough veneer coming back up.
What, into the apartment? Did they take anything?
She shrugs, hesitates.
No.
Look, Jess, I say, it sounds to me like you should speak to the police. She screws up her face.
I called them yesterday. They weren't any help.
What did they say?
That they'd make a record,
she says with an eye roll.
But then, I don't know why I even bothered. I'm the fucking idiot who comes to Paris alone, barely able to speak the language. Why I thought they'd take me seriously.
How much French can you speak? I ask her. She shrugs.
Hardly anything. I can just about order a beer, but that's it. Pretty bloody useless, right?
Look, why don't I come with you to the commissariat? I'm sure they'd be more helpful if I spoke to them in French. She raises her eyebrows.
Oh, that would be... Well, that would be amazing. Thank you. Look, I'm really grateful.
A shrug.
I'm not good at asking for favors.
You didn't ask. I offered. I told you yesterday I want to help. I mean it.
Well, thanks.
She tugs at the chain of her necklace.
Can we go soon? I need to get out of this place.